Check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 1 p.m. on Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Court sets 9th December 2025 to deliver judgment on Bowman Lusambo's properties. Tonse Alliance to hold General Congress to elect its chairman and 2026 presidential candidate. And in Global News, Israeli forces intercept new aid convoy bound for Gaza. With the 13 Hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Economic and Financial Crimes Court, High Court Division, has set the 9th of December 2025 for judgment on whether properties on subdivided land in Lusaka's Chamba Valley linked to jailed former Lusaka Province Minister Bowman Lusambo should be forfeited to the state as proceeds of crime. This was after a three-judge panel consisting Pixie Angailo, Anna Ononuju, and Ian Mabolobolo heard submissions from Mr. Lusambo's legal team and counsel from the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, this morning. Mr. Lusambo, through his lead lawyer, Charles Changano, told the court that the disputed property was acquired in 2024 at 150,000 kwacha, a purchase date outside the 2016 to 2021 period relied on by the state, and challenged the state's valuation methodology. He argued the valuation report that placed a value of 17.6 million kwacha on the entire property failed to account for land appreciation and kwacha inflation between 2014 and 2022, undermining the state's conclusion of the property's value. Meanwhile, the interested party, Mukuka Munkonge, produced a certificate of title for plots on farm F-609-E-44-B-9 and F-609-E-50 in Chamba Valley, and say the lease agreement existed between 2018 and 2022, which the state did not object to its production, except maintaining that Mr. Lusambo's inability to explain the source of funds used to acquire the property renders it tainted and liable to forfeiture. Following Mr. Lusambo's conviction and four-year sentence in November last year, the ACC applied for a forfeiture of his Chamba Valley house and six incomplete flats in the area. The University of Zambia and Allied Workers Union, UNZAWU, has threatened a sit-in protest if management at the National Health Research and Training Institute, formerly the Tropical Diseases Research Center, fails to address stagnant conditions of service for its workers within 7 days. The ultimatum follows over 3 years of the union urging workers to remain patient while waiting for management to act on the matter. Addressing the media in Indola this morning, UNZAWU's Secretary General, Mwanga Mupuna, explained that despite ongoing assurances, no tangible progress has been made, prompting the union to take a more assertive stance. Mr. Mupuna has expressed concern over the prolonged lack of salary adjustments or improvements in conditions of service, warning that workers may be left with no choice but to take industrial action if their demands are not met.
While this is the case with the NRTI, improvement of conditions of service has been happening very progressively just across the fence at Zambia Flying Doctor Service, an institution in the same ministry and of comparable status as the former. Now, after years of persuading our members to stay calm and to allow authorities to address the matter, and yet nothing positive is coming up. The union leaders are left without any logical explanation to maintain that persuasion on our members. We sense from our members that further efforts and interventions by the union leadership of engaging these workers will no longer guarantee industrial harmony.
The Twanse Alliance, at its 15th Council of Leaders meeting held in Lusaka yesterday, resolved to hold a general congress on the 29th of November 2025 to elect its chairman and 2026 presidential election candidate. The meeting, which was chaired by former Mfue Member of Parliament Maureen Mavonga, resolved that nominations for the chairmanship and presidential candidate will be filed on the 7th of November 2025 with a non-refundable fee of 300,000 kwacha. Giving an update on the meeting resolutions, Twanse Alliance spokesperson and chairman of disciplinary committee, Sean Tembo, has explained that eligibility to contest is open to Zambian citizens who are members of the Twanse Alliance Council of Leaders as of October 31st, 2025, while new members can join and participate in the chairmanship and presidential election candidature by submitting the applications by the 17th of October, 2025. Mr. Tembo said the choice of the special purpose vehicle for the 2026 general elections will be made at the General Congress, and that member parties interested in being considered as a special purpose vehicle should express their interest to the national coordinator by the 14th of October, 2025. He says other resolutions include a three strikes rule, which was adopted, where members absent from three consecutive meetings without apology will be automatically replaced, adding that a seven-member technical committee was constituted to develop a single Twanse Alliance manifesto. Mr. Tembo also disclosed that the Alliance has approached a committee of bishops to facilitate dialogue and mediation with senior members of the Patriotic Front, including Mr. Given Lubinda and Rafael Nakachinda.
It is worth mentioning, countrymen and women, that this gesture to pursue a mediation and dialogue process within the Twanse Alliance is designed to ensure that we pursue a possible path of ensuring that all members of the Twanse Alliance move in unison as we pursue and execute the various activities of the Twanse Alliance, which are necessary to ensure that the Alliance is ready to participate and win the 2026 general election. That while the proposed dialogue and mediation process is going on, all the planned activities of the Twanse Alliance shall proceed unhindered.
Acting Finance and National Planning Minister Charles Milupi says the African Development Fund, ADF, must be strengthened to help African countries tackle poverty, climate change, and economic challenges. Speaking this morning at the ADF's 17th replenishment meeting in Lusaka, Mr. Milupi said the meeting is crucial in deciding how Africa will finance its development goals. He says Zambia is counting on the fund to continue supporting projects in energy, agriculture, and infrastructure, saying this initiative is improving lives and delivering real change across communities. Mr. Milupi has urged countries to combine ADF support with climate finance tools like the Green Climate Fund to expand the impact of development investments. During the meeting, which has brought together African finance ministers, development partners, and officials from the African Development Bank, Mr. Milupi took time to welcome the new AFDB president, C.D. Old Tah, saying his leadership brings hope for a stronger, more resilient continent.
As the host country, Zambia extends its heartfelt appreciation to the African Development Bank and the African Development Bank Group for their very fast partnership over the years. The support extended to Zambia, each key sector includes energy, agriculture, and infrastructure. It has significantly contributed to our national development efforts. As government, we also urge the collective, we collectively leverage